Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because I have a question. And the question is, who's going to pay for that? And before I get into it, please like the video, subscribe to the channel. Today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. And but let's get right into it. Mario sent me something that was absolutely amazing. Mario is a landlord in the city of Upland, California. And Mario got notice from the city that tenants are no longer allowed to have water and sewer in their names. It has to be by the property owner as of yesterday. Okay, well, that's crazy. That's absolutely nuts. And you can sit there and you can say, well, why is that? Well, the idea with it is that they're never going to have somebody not pay the water bill and the sewer bill again, so you go after the tenant because they will shut it off and the tenant has to pay. And the tenant has an asset, the building, that they can go after. Now, this is going to create complete chaos and nothing but a problem because, hey, you rent my place, let's just use a figure, $1,800 a month. Yeah, you get, you're responsible for the utilities. Well, now Mario's got to go back to the tenant and get the water bill from the tenant. Yeah, you used $86.40 last month. So that's what you have to collect on. And he says, you know, yeah, I guess I'm going to have to collect this from the tenants for now. No, this is chaos, guys. This is absolute chaos and completely unfair and going to be a disaster financially. Because what it's done is you're going to have tenants and are going to stiff the landlord now. But guess what? City of Upland's going to get their money. So that's what they're thinking is. They're thinking is, huh, we got it. So you're going to see this happen more and more and more. Okay. So what's next? The electric bill? Is it the gas bill after that? That's coming. But it's going to make it so that utilities are not going to be included. Now, one of the greatest TikToks that was sent to me, just as a coincidence with this, was a landlord back east had a problem with a tenant. And, you know, issues with deposits, issues with their dog, things like that. He starts getting an outrageous water bill. Outrageous, okay? And the water bill was thousands of dollars a month. So he went to the city and said, this just can't be right. There's no way I can have on this fourplex this much water. And they said, yeah, you know, you're using more waters than the manufacturing facilities in the city. So he's like, oh gosh, I got to do something about this. So he they inspect the property, make sure there's no leaks. Again, this guy's paying the bill and the bill keeps going up and up and up. One day, in the middle of the week, on a Thursday, he decides to go by the units just to walk around and he hears running water coming from one unit. Goes by another window, hears running water. And what the tenant did, because they admitted that they were mad at the landlord because of the dog deposit, that they just flipped on the water. When they would leave the house, they would run the water in the shower, they would run the water in the sinks, the kitchen, the bathroom, everything, so that this guy would have to pay for it. What's going to happen in Upland? Is Mario going to have that problem? Ha ha. Ha ha, Mario. Got stuck here with a $4,000 water bill. That's coming for these people. This is awful and it's unfair. Now, the next one, which David sent me, and this is insane, and that is the city of Santa Ana, California. Think about this. How much have we talked about ransomware attacks and all the problems over the course of the last, you know, 3 months, 6 months, how this is just happening on a daily basis? Well, the city of Santa Ana, California has a new ordinance called Rent Stabilization and Just Cause Eviction Ordinance. And what it is that as a landlord, you are responsible, the landlord is responsible for turning over to the city on a database everybody that stays inside the units. Now you can sit there and go, okay, well, they just want their name, address. No, no, they want their name, they want their address, they want their phone number, their social security numbers, their ethnicity, their email addresses, and their personal contact information. Okay, well that's a recipe to get, you know, hacked and, you know, identity theft. What's gonna happen when there's identity theft from the city of Santa Ana? And this happens. Now, here's the worst part. the landlords are charged $100 per door. So for every single tenant that they have, for every house, they have to pay $100. They are not allowed to charge the tenants more than $50 of that money. It's an ordinance. They can do that. That is so wrong on such an epic scale. Now, you can sit there and say, how does this have anything to do with rent stabilization and eviction notification? You know what I mean? It's insane. It's absolutely insane. But the idea with this is we're going to know if you overcharge somebody for rent, if you raise the rent. Now, everybody in the article below, read it, because they're saying, you know what? I'll pay the $50 if he fixes this. I'll pay the $50 if everything's working good in the unit. You're going to have the tenants hold the landlords hostage now, and that's going to be the chaos that you're going to have. Now, the city of Los Angeles, which is insane because it's LA, they have an ordinance like this, and it's $90 a door. So this is coming to a city near you. You're going to see this more and more and more, and it's going to be absolutely insane that they charge these fees. And you can sit there and say, it's no big deal, but who pays it? Who pays this? Okay? Well, damn, they're rich. They're landlords. All they do is go to the bank 5 days a week. You know what I mean? They just pick up money and cash checks. It doesn't work that way. It's such a disaster. These landlords have been beat up for 3 years not getting paid. I had a meal with my foreclosure buddies that are just talking about how people want out. People want to get out of the landlord business like it's no tomorrow. You know, they're just sick of it, sick of all this nonsense. And this is going to add to it. Now, Mario is, you know, hey, guess I just have to collect this money. No, it's going to be a disaster. It's going to be a mess. But the city of Upland is never going to get stiffed again because Mario owns the property, and they'll lien his property if the water bill doesn't get paid. See where that goes, guys? Okay? Let me know what you think about this, because I think it's unbelievable and I think it's unfair. So let me know what you think about this. But these cities are not good at running a business, but they're great at taxing. Let me know what you think about that. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Let's face it, guys, 2024 is here, and you need to get your finances in order. The best thing that you can do is contact Patriot Gold today. Call them, 888-330-1431, and find out if an IRA or 401k is best for you in your retirement. They are number one rated for 7 years in a row. Look at the way that this country is being ran. Look at the instability of the stock market. You need to do something. Take matters into your own hands and contact the number one rated Patriot Gold Group. Use the link below. Let them know that I allegedly sent you, or call them today at 888-330-1431. You know, you can't argue with success. They're number one rated. But look at what all the banks are saying. All the banks are telling us that gold could spike and go above $3,000 an ounce. You don't want to miss that. Contact them today before it's too late. Get that free investor guide. It's absolutely no obligation, but contact Patriot Gold today. There's a lot more in the news to talk about. And I talked about the Tyson plant that was closing. And Tyson is getting in the fake meat business. So, yum, okay? A chicken supplier that's gonna get in the fake meat business. Read the story below, okay? And again, it doesn't taste like chicken, okay? It tastes like chicken. It doesn't taste like chicken, okay? So, Steve sent me a great EV story, and he is in San Diego County in California. San Diego Gas and Electric is their power company, and they've been plagued for decades with different issues. The latest issue is when it comes to EV cars, that they want to know who's got the EV car in the house. Basically, letting you know, hey, do you have an EV car in this house? And they want to know who's there, and they should know all this already, okay? So, you know, the idea with this is they want to see what you're using the energy for right now, and they want to be invasive and see if you're, you know, charging your EV cars right now. Again, he's like, they know I have this car, so why are they doing this? Southwest Airlines has a new clause where if you're overweight, you can request a second seat for free of charge. It's called the Mo Heifer package. I made that up, okay? No, okay, Chubbs, think about this. You sit on a flight and there's no assigned seats on Southwest. No, this seat is saved right now. So, okay, it's saved. Yeah, it's saved for my fat ass. You know what I mean? So the point is that people that are overweight are going to be able to take two seats and not pay for it, okay? Nothing is better flying, nothing in this world, than getting the aisle seat and having the person next to you in the window seat fall asleep and you have that open seat between you. Oh my God, that is the way to travel, okay? But now with the Mohefer package, if you are overweight, you can request a second seat. What is this world coming to? New Year's resolutions, guys. Lose a little thigh meat, if you know what I mean. Tyson's not getting out of the chicken business. You know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous at this point. Let me know what you think about this right now. I love the stories about how real estate is going to shoot up 10% next year. Well, here's one that says it's not going to go in that direction. There are 10,000 people that have purchased homes in the last 2 years that are what they call mortgage prisoners. What that means is that they put very little down in their houses. They put 3% or 5% down to purchase their home. And if the house drops 10%, like most experts think, like it's talking about in the article, the problem that you have is these people are mortgage prisoners. They're upside down. They cannot get out of the house right now. So you're going to see this happen more and more and more, and it's just the beginning. They also anticipate, think about this, in the year 2024, there's going to be such a shift with real estate commissions and how these people are paid that it's going to be a $100 billion shift that could be cut out of the real estate market. There are lawsuits after lawsuits after lawsuits because people feel that they got ripped off because when they sold their house, they had to cover the buyer's commissions. And the real estate agents are like, yeah, that's how it works, okay? And a lot of these people don't get it that they didn't really do anything. They just, you want the house on Elm Street? Okay, yeah, let me get the paperwork going for you. I'll my assistant do it. You know what I mean? And they're getting 3% for that. And again, it's absolutely crazy, but you're going to see a complete shift in real estate go upside down. So, you know, plus Mickey Mouse, the original Mickey Mouse, Steamboat Willie, the thing that started it all, that is in the public domain now. So you can have Steamboat Willie on everything if you want. So is the original Minnie Mouse for that matter. The public domain is fascinating. There are things, books that have been written, there are images, there are famous paintings, there are musical instruments, Beethoven, and all these different things that are in the public domain that you can use that you cannot get sued for. But Disney has been such a proponent to sue these people over the original Steamboat Willie that it's done. And it couldn't happen at a better time for Mickey Mouse. They fought and got laws changed and they had it extended for 10 years and they were clapping each other and slapping each other on the back and it was just high fives and everything when they did this, and the time is up. So as of today, it's done. So Steamboat Willie, you know, put it on your lunchbox if you can't get sued. Write it, do a picture of it. You can't get sued, okay? So again, the original Mickey Mouse that started it all is in the public domain now. And you're gonna see more things like this. But I also found other public domain things that are absolutely fascinating. So take a look at it, because there's a lot of cool stuff that's out there. One thing that we've talked about for the last 3 months a lot is about layoffs and about companies not doing well. And you're going to see a lot more of this in 2024. But in the UK, there's a great article about how there will be thousands of businesses, small businesses, local businesses that are going to go out of, you know, business because they just don't have customers. And you need to shop local. You need to support, you know, your local pubs, your local hardware stores, your local establishments, and stay away from the big chains. that's the, you know, the minimum that you can do. But, you know, jobs and the community and everything is built on this, but you're going to see these people that are teetering on this. And if you don't, they're done. And the article just talks about how it's just the end. And this is something that, hey, we'll wait till summer and see how it works out. People aren't going to make it that long. Which leads to a Newsweek article. Newsweek did an article about the massive layoffs that are coming in 2024. And they did a survey through Resume Builder. And Resume Builder had 900 companies respond to this survey. And the survey is, are you cutting back? Oh yeah, we're laying off. Massive. We're all cutting back. So you're going to see hundreds and hundreds of companies that we haven't even heard of yet that are going to cut people back and lay people off, unlike anything we've seen in our lifetime. Get ready. This is going to happen in early 2024. And again, if you think you could get fired, get ready. Because a friend of mine who is a boss in his company and is upper middle management, let's just put it that way, he's worried right now because my numbers are good, everything's good, but there still could be a problem. Then you look at Nike. Nike just says, yeah, we're going to fire hundreds of people and we're going to take a $400 million severance packages. That's what we're going to pay out. $400 million in severance packages to get rid of these people. We'd rather pay that money now than have these employees in the books a year from now. That's crazy, guys, but you're going to see this happen more and more and more. So the shop local thing, this is a big deal. You know, you have a lot of problems. In Canada, they are upset because they're talking about how landlords, you know, can only charge in certain areas 3% rent increases. And the landlords are upset because the cost of living, cost of insurance and everything has gone through the roof and it's gone up more than 3%. And then you get some tenants who feel lucky that they only have to pay 3% more. But then you have the tenants that are saying, hey, this 3% is outrageous with how expensive life is right now and inflation going through the roof. Why am I paying 3% more rent? So you can't win. I personally don't think, you know, you're going to see a lot of people get out of the landlord business in this year. So let me know what you think about this. But very windy out here. You know, the waves are crazy. Everybody wants to come see them. Just crashing in. It's just beautiful. It really is. You cannot beat that with the sun poking through. But, you know, would I go out there? No, it's very dangerous. The lifeguard stand keeps yelling and telling people to get out of the water because of how dangerous it is and get on this side of the pier. And, you know, it's only for experts at this point. But let me know what you think about this. And again, how can you win right now? Because business is bad. Do what you can do to batten down the hatches in your own finances and everything you can with your business. Whoa. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. And the first one is, clearly the finance capital of the world is New York City. Guess what the second largest amount of finance workers are in the United States? Dallas, Texas. Who knew? Well, it's growing because people are getting out of New York City. Now, there is a woman that her name is, I want to get this right, is Cynthia Kelly. Cynthia Kelly's mad at the Hershey Company. And she is suing Hershey because she said that their holiday chocolates, the Reese's, you know, the ones that look like a Christmas tree, they look like a snowman. The Halloween one looks like a pumpkin. And on the package, it shows like two eyes for a pumpkin. She's suing Hershey for $5 million because she says that the packaging is misleading and inside the Hershey's chocolates don't look like the packaging. And it's a lawsuit out of Tampa, $5 million. Talking about a lot of time in your hands, and that is insane. So again, will Hershey's win? I'm sure they will. But when you look at this, read the story below. It's just, it gets crazy because they put little eyes on the the package to make it look like there were eyeballs on the jack-o'-lantern that was in the shape, you know, it was in the shape of a jack-o'-lantern, but it was a Hershey's Reese's flavor. Anyways, it's insane, okay? But I love these food lawsuits that people do, and again, we just get more and more of these. Final story that you guys have sent me over and over. I got this about 15 times. In Alabama on Christmas Day, there was a Tesla that caught on fire, and it took 36,000 gallons of water to put out the fire. 36,000 gallons to put out one car fire, okay? Now, here in Southern California, when you have a barbecue on the side of the freeway, and they do the, they talk about the traffic, we always hear about the barbecues that are burning. But the Tesla fires, man, oh man, 36,000 gallons of water. So, again, shape of things to come, guys. Okay, plus they probably had to pick it up like a pancake after it burnt to the ground. So, let me know, guys. Share your thoughts on this stuff. The waves are calming down a little bit right now. Happy New Year to everybody. Onward and upward. Set your goals. Be a better person. You know, be the best you can be. You want to get a hold of me, hello@iallegedly.com. I appreciate all the mail that you guys sent me, all the packages, everything you sent me for the holidays. You guys are all very thoughtful. Congratulations to all the winners. Thousands of dollars were sent out in gold, silver, money. You know, I'm really grateful that I could do that, and I'm glad for all the winners that got that, okay? So let's have a great 2024. I have so many cool announcements to make, and onward and upward, guys. I'll see you very soon. Thank you.